You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Seattle Mariners are getting ready for their final stages of spring training before opening day. Let's catch up with Greg Johns and find out what's going on with them. I'm Allison Footer. Greg, okay, first of all, this news just kind of came out of nowhere with Sean O'Malley having an appendectomy. So he had it was successful, and now he wants to come back immediately. So I'm sure that's not probably happening, but what's going on with him?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those deals that life hits, and not always the right time here for Sean O'Malley, who's battling for probably the 25th roster spot, really fighting in that for that utility role, and with Taylor Motter, came to work a couple days ago and felt bad, stomach didn't feel good, like a lot of us wondered, kind of tried to fight it off, and ended up going to the hospital and having an appendectomy. So once they do take the appendix out, you got to sit a little while. He is a trooper, though, in true O'Malley fashion. If you've seen him play, he's an all-out guy. And sure enough, after having the appendectomy one night, he's in the next morning, literally walking around the clubhouse saying, "Hey, I'm going to be okay. I'm here." And I went to talk to him, and he said, "I'm feeling a little woozy at the moment." So he went to the trainer, the doctor he had told him that he knew of a woman who ran a marathon 5 days after having an appendectomy. So Sean said, "My goal is to get back in 4 days, but that it's probably not going to happen." I think everybody knows that. It's going to take a little while to get that healed up before he's playing baseball again. But he's hopeful of being back before opening day. The Mariners aren't setting any timetables on it right now. I just want to let him heal and take care of himself, and they'll figure out the baseball part of it when they can.
Yeah, I would imagine that part of this is coming from, a little bit of paranoia, right? Because he's, fighting for a spot on this roster. And so that often, I think, creates a little bit of a sense of urgency and that they don't want to be left behind.
Absolutely. And, this is a pretty set roster with the Mariners. Not a lot of open competitions, and that's one of them, the utility spot. And, he knows it. He knows he's got to be out there to play. And a little thing like that can mess you up, when they go to make the final decision. So, you got to be healthy and out there, and it's something, sometimes things out of your control. And he's going to let him know that he's ready as soon as he can, and I think they appreciate that, and it's kind of what makes Sean O'Malley Sean O'Malley.
Okay, moving on to Nick Vinson, who is having an interesting spring in that he is absolutely getting rocked by the home run ball. He's a fly ball pitcher, and playing in Arizona this time of year is no fun for fly ball pitchers. I guess they're saying all the right things when it comes to that. How is he able to, not let that get inside his head, even if it's the elements more than the abilities that are creating this?
You just have to believe in yourself and what you've done in the past. And he's a guy who does give up home runs now and then. He's got excellent stuff. He's a tough reliever. He's one of their primary setup guys, very well could be the eighth inning guy the way they're looking right now. But six outings down there in Cactus League play, and had a home run in five of them. It's just not what you want to see. A couple of them are legitimate shots. A couple of them are just wind blown balls. A couple of them are just things that carry in Arizona and that won't carry certainly in Safeco Field. You don't see balls just fly out like that. That normally is it's going to be a ball at the warning track or less. He had one yesterday that hooked in the wind. It looked like it was foul, got blown in, and just barely cleared the fence. And I'm pretty sure in Safeco Field, it's a high fly out, down here it goes on your record, and it's another home run. So, yeah, he's ready to get out of here. He's ready to break camp, I think, before anybody and get into the more natural elements. I mean, it's hard to judge pitching down here. It really is. And with a guy like that who is a notorious flyball pitcher, it can bite you sometimes. It's not something he wants to see, but I think the team understands it. They, they're saying all the right things, and certainly supporting him, and kind of trying to let him know, hey, we're okay. We believe in you. Don't freak out over this. We'll be okay. And that's pretty much all you can say is trusting a guy and trusting his stuff that it's going to play when you get in the regular season.
And now that the World Baseball Classic is over, I realize that some of the Mariners players have been back for a little while, not very long, but now it is officially over and everyone's back at their camp or on their way. So that's a lot of Mariners. Is there a period of time, is there kind of a sense of urgency now to get this team playing together, to get these lineups that are going to kind of look like they are during the regular season? Has there been any lost time, do you think, for some of these guys? I guess the guys of the Mariners, they really did get some pretty significant playing time, except for maybe Gene Segura. What's the feeling there?
Yeah, Segura's the one guy that they want to get a little more action because he didn't play a lot with that Dominican team. It was just so stacked. And he came back. He hit a home run his second game back. He certainly looks like he hasn't missed any beats. Cano had a big game his first game back. Cruz looks like Cruz. I mean, these guys, I think they're fine. I think the manager's going to give them a few days here. And as they get into next week, pretty much what they would in any spring, down the stretch the last week, they'll be playing the regular lineup a lot more, giving those guys more time and really getting them fine-tuned for the season. So I think they're okay there. I think certainly fans missed them. The team has kind of missed their presence, but I think these guys, these are professionals. They're going to step right back in, and they certainly have looked good coming back in. Edwin Diaz is kind of the big key. He got used a lot for the Puerto Rican team, that closing role, and there was some questions whether he should even pitch in the last game. Turned out he didn't need to, but he's a guy that certainly they're going to give a couple days off, let that arm freshen back up, and get him rolling into the regular season there. He was throwing 100 miles an hour, and throwing two innings, kind of things you don't do with a closer at this time of year in spring normally. But it shows you how ready he is and how live that arm is. So they're eager to get him back, get all pieces on board, and when they do, it's certainly a different-looking Mariners team.
Yeah, Felix, he has to feel good about five scoreless against Team USA. I've been a little bit concerned about just him overall, and just things that we've talked about in the past, and it just seems like he's maybe not exactly the Felix that we're used to. So he has to feel pretty good about how he performed.
Yeah, both he and Drew Smiley, I think, take a big confidence boost out of pitching in the WBC and pitching very well. And, Felix, he's going tonight as we sit here speaking. He's pitching against the Giants tonight, another game. And from what I've seen, the one thing, these guys come back. They're not pitching in front of 35,000 chanting fans in Miami or Mexico or wherever they've been. It's a little different, a little drop-off when you come back. Drew Smiley came back after pitching so well. And he pitched in a minor league game, and I went out and watched him. He just looked like he was, totally going through the motions on a minor league field against some AAA hitters, and got hit around pretty good after being lights out for Team USA. It is a little bit of an adjustment for them, and I think I look back when we went to Japan. I think it was 4 or 5 years ago. Played a couple regular season games. Came back here to Arizona and played about a week of Cactus League games before getting back in the regular season and trying to gear it up and then go gear down. It's tough about that week, and I think those guys are going to go through it a little bit here and then get their legs under them and hit full speed going into regular season. So there's plenty of time for that. So it'll be interesting to see how Felix does tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, interesting. Thank you so much, Greg. Talk to you soon.
You bet, Allison. Good talking to you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.